Can I start?
If you ask for... Where's... Oh, there she is right there.
Do you gentlemen need these like again? Or do you still have your paperwork?
I have my paperwork.
I don't have mine with me, but I'll need it again.
Okay. I'll just get you.
You don't need it?
Not at this point.
Okay.
How's our equipment?
It's great.
You and Ryan went and looked at it yesterday. Good stuff?
It's wonderful stuff. Okay. It's brand new.
I have pictures if you guys want to see them.
I hate to be rushing, but
go ahead.
Does anybody have a plan to present a motion?
I have a motion, and I can justify the motion, but I'll make the motion, and then I can justify it later.
Let's hear it.
I move that we accept the lowest bid for the fitness equipment at $19,500 from the Barker Fitness Center equipment that they reviewed yesterday. In addition, I also include the free weights from Mad Bear Fitness, totaling $900. That would include all the equipment that they looked at with the flooring and the mirrors that would complete the wellness center. And I have financial justifications. I have a letter from our current insurance company recommending that we buy fitness equipment for our fitness center. So my motion is to accept the lowest bid on the equipment and add the lowest bid on the other vendor too.
Can you give us those figures? Do you have those in front of
you? Yes, sir. The figures for the equipment is $19,500, and the other part that I just added was $1,744.40 and $1,198.
I'm sorry, 1744 and 1,000 what?
1,198.
You total of $2,942.40.
So what she said.
Okay, do we have a second?
Jim, I've got some discussion.
Okay. Well, if you want me to, I can now justify if I didn't know how fast this, if anyone was going to second that or not for discussion.
Okay. I apologize again for those that hadn't heard. I've got a 10 o'clock funeral that is very important, and so I'm splitting in 5 minutes. So If our discussion leads on, I'll ask Donna to point one of you guys as presiding. And
okay.
If the decision can wait till Thursday or Monday or something like that, it's fine. But if you want to go ahead and vote, I won't be upset either.
Can you table till 11 or... I mean, are you taking up some other stuff at 11? Or?
Yeah, we can.
I'm just giving another alternative.
I mean,
I'm going to second your motion for discussion.
Okay.
And the discussion is the figure is a few thousand dollars higher than initially presented. I have a... mixed emotions about the wellness center at this time, although I think that I think I've made this recommendation before we went out for bid, that this being used equipment, that we come back with an offer instead of the price that was stated. I think the first phone call that was made and the first figures that Chuck and I heard were $18,000 on that. Am I right, Chuck?
It's always been posted. This price has always been posted online. This is their negotiated price that they had emailed us from the very beginning.
Water under the bridge.
Well,
deal with it.
It might be water under the bridge, but I would like to... call them and make an offer to them.
I did speak with Mr. Barker. He has $1,000 of additional things that he wanted to give us for the price of $500. He will throw that in for the $19,500, but he is firm on his price. Refurbished, he said, would cost us $30,000, and the prices that I had come in right.
New was $79,000, and it's used 1 year and it's been stored 1 year.
That's correct. Wonderful, brand new equipment. He utilized each piece for us.
But I also want to point out from a justification, I pulled up multiple statistics and multiple studies of how absenteeism goes down. But the other things that would happen is the number one problem cause of medical issues at a place of business is stress. And multiple studies between companies in the United States and out of the United States, you got DuPont in there, you've got Coca-Cola in here somewhere, also Johnson & Johnson. But in the discussion is we won't see it in the first year, but our premiums are going up at least 6% a year. Okay? If we can reduce even a fraction of what we are spending on insurance premiums, it more than justifies this expenditure and reduces absenteeism, which increases productivity, which then we could actually do more with less people. Or with the hiring freeze, we can actually be more productive because we're not missing as much days of work. So I know the timing's horrible, but it also is a point where we need to be more efficient. Whoever's here needs to be working at their full capacity.
Well, my discussion is I'm in favor of us buying some of this equipment. It'd be nice to have all of it. But what we've just experienced in our budget for us to buy everything that's presented to us, I'm not in favor of it. Visited with Jimmy a few minutes this morning. We've got three pieces of equipment over there in the Sheriff's Department. They're right, two treadmills and another piece that's available to all those people. And again, I'd like to support the motion. But if we could do a half or two-thirds of the equipment and use that as a starting place for us, I'm all in favor of the Wellness Center and encouraged to use it. But
buying it line item, you realize it's $4,500 more expensive.
It's $5,000.
Almost $5,000 because the individual price is more
and then
versus
the
package price.
With the additional $1,000 that
yes,
would mean.
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
But I would be in favor of.
How much money?
Well, we've got maybe $12,000, which we could buy. Anyway, I don't have that motion.
So. We've got, there's a motion and a second.
I'm going to hold those public comments and leave them for y'all until we have some more discussion, then we'll give the public time.
Okay.
I've talked to and emailed.
I would like to add one thing real quick. On exercise equipment, everything works in a cycle. So there's individual parts of your body you have to work before you can come back to. Women and men are very different. Therefore, the things that a woman might be interested in having, a man likes to build bulk, a woman likes to trim down. It's a wonderful gym to start out with. Yes, we would love to have so much more, but the pieces that it offers for the price is unbelievable.
Y'all do you need to hear more comments from the staff? I'm done discussing.
Knowing where this is headed, I'm going to make a motion to table.
Okay.
Till when?
Till Monday of next week.
Okay. I'll second your motion to table to next week. That was my desire.
Let me tell you where I'm coming from. I have received emails after emails in support. I see a lot of the people that have sent those emails of support for this from the county employees. But also this morning I received, because of the budget discussions yesterday, I have had the same people send emails in reverse and non-support of the going ahead with it now. When you have sensitive issues to discuss, as we have with the budget, and we have people that overnight, because they've seen what we had to go through with the budget, that have reversed their opinion – on. As a matter of fact, there was two before 6 o'clock this morning that emailed me.
Now, they understand that our budgets, we can't take road and bridge money. And just because we don't buy fitness equipment doesn't mean we get employed.
Jim, I know that.
Okay, as long as the public knows that.
That's the reason I'm trying to explain this, so that we can table it and get it explained to those individuals.
We can explain it right now. I mean, what we have here is we have appointed an advisory committee. Mm-hmm. They're here with their recommendations to purchase. I mean, we've actually asked employees. We formed a committee to make suggestions. They came back, and Nikki's somewhere. So, anyway, I mean.
I'll withdraw my second to table.
Okay.
And turn it over to you guys. Again, my thought is that instead of taking the whole enchilada, we get about a half or of the equipment and go for it.
Okay.
And again, I apologize for leaving.
You go.
If you end up with a table, that's great too. If y'all want to vote on the motion.
Maybe Danny's turn.
I don't care. It's...
Danny's turn.
Danny Strahan, do you solemnly swear to uphold the Constitution of the United States and the Constitution of the State of Missouri and faithfully demean yourself as temporary presiding commissioner for which I appoint you this day?
I do.
Thank you. Can I make a statement?
Yes. Go ahead.
I have a 400 account that is for technology. I'm also allowed by law to transfer some of that into GCR. If you approve the equipment, I'll transfer $2,000 into general county revenue to be utilized, and I'll personally donate $200 of my own money.
Thank you, Donna. I do know that... Well, I mean, is there anybody else? Danny, do you want anybody else to speak?
I'd like to hear from everybody that I didn't get a. Well, you can speak. Go ahead.
Okay.
I got an email from you, but that's all right.
Okay, sorry about that. We spoke with the gentleman yesterday. The deal is the $19,500 for the entire package. If we were to buy those three treadmills, let's say, you know, by themselves, like Chuck was suggesting, we'd be spending between $4,000 to $5,000 per treadmill. So why would we spend $15,000 on three treadmills?
Okay, now I'll just tell you that I'm not in any ways in agreement with his proposal.
Okay.
I don't know what Jim's, if he would agree to something like that. I don't know whether that's even on the border.
But
I'm looking for, if my vote is to go with the wellness equipment,
right,
then I want the whole package. I know how workout systems work. I've been in Skaggs for a year at one stretch. I went through it another time for 4 months. I just wonder how many more people, and this is a decision for me to make. I know where Jim stands. Mm-hmm. I know where Chuck stands, and I disagree with buying partial equipment that will basically not benefit what the total need is.
The sheriff's coming to
town. Here he comes. The sheriff's coming to town.
I was going to be quiet, but... Since we just have the free weight system and the two treadmills in our office, and I have to say it, the ones that have chosen to use it, and I wish I could get more to use it, but we still have about a dozen or so that do actively use it, and it's been a great benefit for them, and you know, like I said, as far as the morale and everything, they really enjoy using it, and it's. I think with the health side of it, I think it will be a big benefit for the county to have something like this.
Jimmy, I agree with you. I've worked out on weights. I've been through the whole program. It's just difficult in mm-hmm. these times for me to make this decision. And
right.
I mean, basically, I'm eat up with budget. And I'll just tell you the truth. I mean, burnout budget. You know, we had heated, hot discussions for 2 days. We cut in every department. We looked here and there. And Donna, I appreciate what you said. There is, I think, much benefit, and I'm not sure that...
it's not the best timing, I agree with that. With
so, with Donna's proposal, that would be what?
Basically, it would be down to about 19.5 to 20,000 for the GCR part, with the 2,000 part from the 400 account, because I think it came out to about 22,000, the total proposal.
That's correct.
But now, you added free, there's another deal, there's some free weights in there, right?
There's free weights for bench press, but not for not for dumbbells, and part of what I heard some recommendations, they would like to have some dumbbells. We can add that later. If you want to take that out, and just do the $19,500 for the stations, I could go along with that, because I believe that for the most part, we would, you know, we could see how it's progressing. I think that the difference is, you know, with having two or three stations, there's only a limited time that people are going to work out. Mm-hmm. It's going to be before work, lunch hour, and after work. And I really believe with the majority, I mean, Jimmy's equipment is great, and we talked about, I even met with Jimmy a long time ago about using his, but because of the location, everyone would have to have a security card, and it's a secure facility, it becomes a logistic nightmare. And so that's why we couldn't go that way. So we know that the peak times are going to be more than three or four pieces of equipment. And so in order to do what we're trying to accomplish, but if I felt like you would go along with a 19.5 and buy the setup as it is, I'd modify my motion if I thought that I could get a second and a vote on it. And still taking the 2,000 from Donna, that would get us down to about 17.5 GCR-wise, which...
That's correct.
He said, I think, up to 15. So, I mean, he said 12 to 15. We're at 17.5.
I know. I think... I'll tell you... That's why you get paid to be a commissioner.
Can I make a suggestion to you?
What's that?
Table it till 1 o'clock, for a little bit. I'll transfer $2,000 out of one of my accounts into it also, and I think there are probably a couple other office holders that have accounts that they can do that with. Let's talk with them and see what we can do.
That's a good idea. I'll make a motion to table till 11. What was
11,
that last?
11, I think just put 11:30. 11:30.
I think we need to explain to the media about these accounts so they don't start thinking that we have all this money laying around. Just to let you know, what my 400 account is for is technology, and it's also for contingency. Let's say I were to have a special election come up that doesn't fall, that I haven't prepared for, then I would have those funds available. So that's why we have these contingency funds. And I have a lot of grant money coming in this next year, so I'm sitting pretty good. I feel pretty confident. So I have that money that I have accrued over the years. So it's just not that we are throwing this money away. It's a good investment, not just for the whole county, but specifically I know it's going to benefit my employees and the overall morale of my office and other offices.
And my accounts are the same. Mine are for equipment purchase accounts and stuff for things like this, so we can use it for that. And I know there's several other office holders that have the.
Okay, so we got $4,200. Is that what we're saying?
We'll just go with, we got $2,000 from probably the sheriff's office. Now we're down within Chuck's range now.
Right. We're down to approval now.
That's it. If you wanted to modify it, if you wanted to, if I thought that I could get that from you, I'd take my initial motion off the table.
Go, Danny.
Thanks a lot. Do you not want a second, and there may be somebody else that's listening in to come forward and make this thing?
Well, maybe they want to come back and give us that money for the dumbbells.
Yes, that'd be great.
I'm just thinking, we're within the GCR world right now.
Yeah, I know we are.
But I mean, you've got to remember though, the ultimate goal is if we can.
The ultimate goal is fitness, and
we'll get better
performance.
Right.
Work performance from having a fitness center.
Well, I got an email from an individual who said they'll match Donna's personal gift. So it's almost like a fundraiser right now. So.
And again, you know, like Jim brought up, the insurance benefits. You know, by the time that we come back around to bid it out again with the proof that we have, I spoke with the gentleman. There's chips inside the machines. We can prove the productivity of what we've completed and get lower benefits or lower rates on our insurance. So it's really good all the way around.
Could I get some of you people to take the phone calls that I took last night?
Certainly. Transfer them back to my office.
We're down to what?
So my motion, if I was to revise it, would be the 19.5, just the setup as it sits, and accepting a $2,000 transfer from the 400 account and the sheriff's department, which would get us down to 15.5, which I believe.
Now he said 15, didn't he?
Yeah. So I mean, he's right there.
Should be good to go.
I'm concerned if you take a recess, these guys may attack you, so I'm just trying to protect you.
I know.
I'm just thinking of you, Danny.
I know you are, but is there, do you think that a recess might seem to me like time has been valuable here for the last 10 minutes?
I need some equipment to play on during recess.
Yeah, see?
You have a phone right there. Why don't you call each other?
If you want to do a 5-minute recess, I'm all right with that.
Okay, I'll call for a 5-minute recess.
All right, I'll call another department. I know who has some money.